We have from USA Today writer Brian Truitt, the 20 best Christmas movies of all time, ranked from 20 to 1. Give you a moment to think about it, listeners. Mull over in your minds some of your favorite Christmas movies. What 20 could be on the list? We probably could come off with a few really easy ones. Mm-hmm. But let's find out what Brian Truitt thinks.
Does he have a criteria as to why these are the 20 in his mind?
He just says that there are classics, there are modern options,
okay,
and there are even action comedy Christmas movies that you could put on this list.
Right.
So, and some of these I think might even come into play that even go beyond some of his descriptions, but looks like it's just his own personal opinion. He doesn't list anybody else as far as a writer. It's just Brian Truitt from USA Today.
Okay. I'm ready.
Number 20 from the year 2011, Arthur Christmas, which apparently...
Arthur is in PBS?
I was thinking
Arthur?
That.
Arthur, yeah.
No, it was an animated British comedy. And I had to look it up, and once I saw it, I'm like, I don't remember it, but it's not what I was thinking, the same thing. That was my first thought, was Arthur PBS, but it's not. Yeah, look up Arthur Christmas, and you'll see it's a different character. But it's an animated British movie. Apparently, it focuses on Santa Claus's son, Arthur, who's working on a deadline to get a present to the one girl forgotten by his family's militaristic high-tech delivery system.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I see it now. All right.
In fact, it says here that that was tied with Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. Yeah, everyone remembers that one, too? Apparently, Toymaker, played by Forrest Whitaker, by the way, gets his mojo back thanks to an inventive granddaughter featuring top-notch tunes, a diverse focus, and young female ingenuity. Okay. Number 19, Home Alone. You know, Macaulay Culkin.
19.
Yeah, that's what he says. Again, well, this is Brian Truitt. He says number 19.
Thought that would be higher.
Okay.
Joe Pesci alone.
Yeah. Number 18, The Ice Harvest from 2005. Set in Wichita, Kansas on Christmas Eve. A cool, funny film which casts John Cusack as a mob lawyer who steals $2 million from his boss and has issues hightailing out of town because of bad weather. Okay.
I have to check that one out. Okay.
It's a Christmas movie because it happens on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Number 17, Happiest Season. It's a romantic comedy starring Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis. They're a lesbian couple whose relationship is tested at a family get-together. Happiest Season,
Happiest
number 17.
Season. All right.
And this is Brian Truitt of USA Today, his top 20 best Christmas movies. Number 16, The Nightmare Before Christmas. The Tim Burton spin from 1993.
I was going to say, it's about 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's coming in at number 16. Number 15, from 1987, Lethal Weapon.
All right, it does take place.
I guess I wouldn't have thought that was a Christmas movie.
It does take place at Christmas.
It was, and yes.
It does.
Yeah. True.
It does, and so some will say the same thing about what you're going to talk about, Pat Johnson, when I'm sure we'll get to the movie on the list here.
Okay.
Number 14, Joyeux Noël. A war drama snagged an Oscar nomination from 2005 for Best Foreign Language Film. I don't remember it at all. But and this is cool. It chronicles the real-life story of the Christmas truce of 1914 in World War I, where the battle stopped and carols were sung by soldiers who actually got out of their trenches.
Huh.
In fact, in Christmas Eve in 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, at this time, we're going to feature a segment from Mannheim Steamroller that is going to chronicle this very event.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Number 13, White Christmas, 1954, the old Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye movie with Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen.
Again, would have thought that would have been a touch higher.
Thought, 1913. Number 12, I don't remember this being holiday, but I never saw the movie in the first place. How did I miss it? Gremlins. From 1984.
It's a good Christmas movie.
Okay.
I didn't know that it was a holiday movie, but Other than Halloween, I guess I would have thought.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what I thought.
I remember seeing it, but not at Christmas time.
And there's a... I haven't seen Gremlins in years, but I think a lot of you probably can remember, if you've watched it, the gruesome story that Phoebe Cates tells about her dad, what happened to her dad on a certain Christmas Eve. I think many of you probably remember that scene when she retells the story. It's a heartwarming story. No, it's not.
I take it it's not 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and All Through the House.
No, it was not. No, it was not. No, but it all takes place on Christmas Eve. So I guess that makes it a Christmas movie.
All right, number 12.
Yeah.
Number 11, The Shop Around the Corner.
What year?
1940.
Okay, that's the second time I've heard that movie said over the last week or so. I've got to check that out.
Well, it features Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan.
Yes, that's why I'm surprised I never heard about it until this week.
Well, there you go. Number 10 from 1983, A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
You know, the old leg lamp and the BB gun.
Yes. You have to watch WGN all day long.
Yeah,
24 right. hours of A Christmas Story.
Number 9, A Christmas Carol. But which one?
Which one?
I think this is the one that you talked about, your favorite.
Oh, with Alistair Sim.
Yes. 1951. Right. That's the one that he references here.
Yeah, that's the darkest.
There are various versions, but he talks about that being the... cuts right to the dark tone of the original text with Alistair Sim. Number 8, The Apartment from 1960.
All right.
The Jack Lemmon romantic dramedy, with Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley.
And I didn't know Fred McMurray was in it.
Oh, yeah, Fred. Yeah, okay. Fred's in it.
Number 7, and here it is, Pat. Die Hard.
Die Hard, yeah.
Coming in at number
Absolutely.
7.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Glad it's top 10, where it deserves to be.
At least it made it top 10.
Yep.
You know, when people know the movie, you think that's Christmas, but yes, it did take place.
Yes, it does. Yes, and and you know, it's a story of rebirth. The John
McClane story of what?
A rebirth. Yes.
Oh my!
Its own way. John McClane's character, Bruce Willis' character.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the Christmas story we're thinking of.
Not really.
Number 6, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
All right, I would have thought top 5, but number 6 is okay. That's a classic. Yes, it is.
Speaking of classics, at number 5, Miracle on 34th Street.
All right.
Oh, that's
the
great
original
movie.
Going back to 1947.
That was a great movie.
I usually watch that, though, on Thanksgiving weekend, because that's when the movie starts.
The parade, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Thanksgiving parade, the Macy's parade. Nothing like a drunk Santa to get the movie off to a,
off to a,
to a rousing start. Number 4 from 2003, Love Actually.
Love Actually, yes. I've heard this argued that it's Christmas. Yeah, okay. It's all taking place on Christmas.
I'll trust you on that one. Number 3, Elf.
Okay.
Starring Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ed Asner, I think, was in the movie.
Ed Asner in it. Okay. Yeah. Zooey Deschanel. I think I'd flip that with National Lampoon's.
You think that one should?
I'd go, that should be 3. I'd throw Elf back to 6.
Number 6. Okay. Yeah. Number 2, had to be here someplace. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have put that number 1.
The old George Bailey's. Yeah, I thought the same thing. That would have been on mine. And number 1 again, Brian Truitt, USA Today, his top 20 best Christmas movies of all time, Scrooged from 1988, the Bill Murray comedy.
Wow, I like that movie. I do. I don't know if that'd be number 1, but okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I mean.
Hard to argue, I guess, but.
Say the same thing. I don't know number 1, but.
Good movie. It's still,
You know, it's absent as any of the Santa Claus movies.
Yeah, you know, they don't have any of the.
Like Bad Santa or.
Well, no, like
I think you're thinking of the animated.
Look at me.
No, the Santa Claus or the
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Santa Claus. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
I don't know how many versions of they had, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever.
She goes for the wholesome. I go with Bad Santa.
Yeah. I don't know.
That should tell you right
Billy
there,
Bob Thornton,
about your morning team show.
That's right.
Or the members of. Where do you rank your movies, listeners?